So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big 2 o'clock hour. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up, and we have also Scott Presler at 2 o'clock with a lot to report on. The side question today, never have answered this one before. It's always a phone. I don't think it's been replaced. I think this is still the big one. Anniversary of the moon landing, conspiracy theories aside. That's one of the most curious to deny that. They can put a man on the moon, but we can't what? You get in on that if you're the winner, and just let your mind run wild with that. Outside the box is good. Then we'll put your name into the hat, and we'll pick tomorrow, and you will go off to Gallows with a $50 gift card, which goes quite a ways at Gallows. All right, Hunter Biden, of all people. Now, he did the one interview the other day saying these disgraceful Democrats betrayed his father, yada, yada, yada. By the way, the Democrats are doing an autopsy of the 2024 election, of why they lost. And they're leaving out Biden and Kamala Harris, apparently. They're looking for other reasons. President Obama, this is cut 13, Henry, youtube.com/1210WPHT. President Obama telling them, this guy's going to get in trouble. Progressives made a mistake in talking about what's wrong with boys. Here's the president.
As quote unquote progressives, Democrats, progressive parents, enlightened ones, we've made that mistake sometimes in terms of our rhetoric, where it's like we're constantly talking about it, you know, what's wrong with the boys instead of what's right with them. We and rightly have tried to invest in girls to make sure that there's a level playing field and then that they're not barred from opportunities. But we haven't been as willing, I think, to be intentional about investing in the boys, and that's been a mistake. And
all right, there is the president telling us that mistake. Well, he's part of it. They all did this. Toxic masculinity, up and down the line. They don't want to change this. You know it, and I know it. They want to do one thing. What they're searching for is this. They're searching for how can they masquerade. Now, the guy I would tell them to go to, the greatest masquerader that I know, may have to do a side on that at some time, is Josh Shapiro. This guy masquerades as a moderate and all the rest of it. He's, you know that listening to the show. He's none of that, and he's beatable. Go to Josh Shapiro. He'll tell you. Say, folks, start with the y'all stuff. How do you masquerade as more moderate on these things? We really want men. No men have seen this. Now, Trump just did a great job with the bro tour, even though I think a lot of those guys are suspect. They were useful idiots to get us over the finish line. And this deep dive of analysis of where did we go wrong with men? Where did you go wrong? You're hostile toward them. Think about that. Up and down the line, the last 20, 25 years. So yes, Obama's right on paper, but they don't want to change on this. That's their core values. That's where they are. All right, speaking of which, here is Hunter Biden. Now listen to this diatribe with all the F-bombs in here. He's on the show. This guy did a good job, and I realized get him on is a coup. His name is Callahan Podcast. And, you know, this guy knows something about drug abuse, Kensington. I think he's done some nice work there, maybe. I don't know why else Hunter Biden came on. But listen to Hunter Biden, this genius, who is the epitome, the face of white privilege, entitlement, whatever you want to call it. It's this guy. I mean, this guy, if Eric Trump had done what this guy had done, that's all we'd ever hear every second of the day. Instead, we have to feel sorry for him. He's an addict. Look at the chances. Look at the money he's blown. Look at the people he's wronged and gotten addicted also. Not that they're not irresponsible adults. They ought to know better. But here's Biden on this Callahan guy breaking down, and listen to his synopsis of attacking those of us that think illegal immigration has just drained resources, resulted in all kinds of negativity. Not to Hunter Biden. He's warning you. Who's going to clean up your mess? That's all this guy's interested in. He's always had people clean up his mess his whole life, no matter what it is up and down the line. Listen to Hunter Biden. Hunter.
Hold on. It's not working.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's
not working. Hunter's. Yeah. He's working this morning. He's suddenly tired. He needs a nap. All right, so he is talking on this Callahan show, and basically, as I said, making excuses that you're going to have to pick up after yourself. Who's going to watch your kids? Who's going to engage in all this? Up and down the line is the way we went with this. Okay, here's Hunter.
Illegal immigration. Fuck you. For someone, am I going to be like all these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. Fuck you. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your fucking table? Who do you think?
All right, I got to cut it there for that. Well, I didn't realize that wasn't.
Bleep it.
Yeah, no, we're good. Okay. We're good for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me know when we have this. So, You get a little sense of it where Biden is telling us, you know, who's doing all these things for you? I wonder how many people listening have all these people that are here illegally doing all these things for you. No, this is a guy who has people do stuff for him, just about anything. What do you imagine a day with Hunter Biden is like even at this point? Even his glomming on and using the shield of addiction. Now, we've had people call in, and our admiration is second to none. I remember a guy who called in when this was coming up with Hunter Biden that wanted to get clean. It was hard to find a place and all that. We had all kinds of help, including Bill Devlin, jump in immediately to help him, and they got him to a place. I don't know whatever happened, but at least there was a shot. He wraps himself in this shield. Republicans are trying to drive him back to being an addict. No, I'm just trying to say that this guy needs a reckoning, a comeuppance. And this guy is a walking calendar, a walking face of progressive hypocrisy. We hear all the time about this stuff. It goes back to the mail thing. Yet, we're going to cut Hunter Biden a break. We're not going to allow Hunter Biden to be a victim here. All right, when we have that fully cut, just let me know, and we'll play you a little bit more. But that's the tenor of this. That's the way that this goes. This is where he's headed. Who's going to pick up after me? All righty, 855-839-1210. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't what? Let's go to Chuck in Philly. Chuck, you're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chuck, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I wanted to, if you could maybe comment, if not now, after you do some research, on a statement that was released. I heard it verbally on the news by Pope Leo the 14th. Mm-hmm. He was addressing directly Bibi Netanyahu and the Israelis for a couple days ago, the bombing of a Catholic church in Gaza.
Right.
The killing and the seriously wounding of parishioners and seriously wounding the priest, the pastor. Nothing's on the news. The president hasn't addressed it. And you have Murphy's Law working here between the Ukraine and the Middle East. And if the president doesn't shake those two, Zelensky and Netanyahu, to settle it, I think you're going to have a chance of losing the Catholic vote for the midterm.
Well, wait a
Murphy's
minute.
Okay,
let's talk about this. Why would he lose the Catholic vote? Because Netanyahu, something went awry there with the church in Gaza, which is chaotic and difficult, and they're fighting against Hamas. So you think Catholics are going to turn on Netanyahu and then the president because of that?
There is a very good chance, because this was not addressed at all in it that I know of at Sunday masses, nor were prayers asked for the deceased and the wounded at that Catholic church in Gaza. The Catholic parishioners are thinking for themselves. The hierarchy is in disarray. They're fighting and arguing against each other over things and not taking care of not being shepherds of the flock.
All right, well, that
Murphy's
I agree,
Law
Chuck.
Is at work.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. No, I'm aware of the situation, but since he mentioned Netanyahu, look, the Middle East, we talk about it when it's a hot button. Stuff is still going on there now. They're fighting a difficult thing, you can imagine, in Gaza, trying to root out. Hamas is not going away easily. They're doing a good job of exterminating them. But caught in the middle of this are still people in Gaza, and this is an example of it. That's my response to this. I don't think Israel is being reckless. But here locally, I mentioned the Hall of Fame over in Cheltenham has two Netanyahus in there. And we're to be believed by Cheltenham and their alumni that the students there of this, shall we say, once academic oasis, which is now, I think, mediocre at best, Cheltenham, yeah, it is, suddenly seizing on this. They can't stand to see that picture of Netanyahu. I believe it's in the hallways, the Hall of Famers, in their school. Really? Is this, what is propelling this? Well, the propaganda that they get, and the fact that rather than an academic oasis, I think Cheltenham has just more activism going on, want to make their mark. So I ask, who is in your Hall of Fame? And there's a lot of politics that goes into this stuff, into Hall of Fames. I've seen some really prominent people, local high schools, they're not in the Hall of Fame because they don't agree with their political point of view. Some people asked me over the years, they have, about Newman Garrett. Well, it was Newman when I went there. Have they ever approached you to be in the Hall of Fame? Now, they wouldn't, because I'm critical of them, and I respect that. I think their part, Newman Garrett, the Newman part, maybe the Garrett part too, they have been recruiters, particularly for basketball, like all over the place. And it's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to draw from your area and have a competitive basketball team, not try to bring in mercenaries, if you will, from all over Philadelphia, Jersey, wherever. So I respect that. They would never do that, and they don't share my opinion. So that's fine. But it works that way. But taking Netanyahu out of that Hall of Fame, it's a pretty good Hall of Fame. Two Netanyahus that I know. The doctor who performed, I think, the second successful heart transplant, Reggie Jackson. Those are a few. I've been in there because I did a dunk tank there. I'm not sure who else is in there, how many. But taking out Netanyahu, it's just ludicrous. He's a war criminal. They say so at Cheltenham. Can you imagine the course of study at Cheltenham, which used to be a big-time academic, challenging college prep type of place? All right, I'm going to take more of your calls. A lot of people want to well, Steve Feldman. Well, yeah, let's get Steve Feldman, Zionist of America. Let me get Steve, then we'll do Dom's Money Melody. All right, Steve, you heard that. You have a response to it. And by the way, let's start with Cheltenham, Steve. What's your response to what's going on at Cheltenham?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call on the spur of the moment. It's ludicrous, and it's a reflection of what is being taught or not taught. How many world leaders do, you know, democratically elected, I will emphasize that, world leaders are graduates of Cheltenham. That's first of all. And there's obviously something going wrong with the education, quote unquote.
Yeah, and Steve, I would add, I don't want to draw you into this part, but based upon several incidents that have happened over the last, starting COVID, 3, 4, 5 years at Cheltenham, it's my sense as an educator and the stuff that I do, they're not the citadel as it once was proudly. I would have put it in the top 5 public schools in the area, maybe top 3 most times. Think Lower Marion or, you know, these fancy, really top-notch schools. So what's happened is they replaced it with faux activism. And you're right, this is an esteemed world leader protecting his people. If they did this before October 7th, bad enough. But after October 7th, really?
Yeah. And with regard to the Catholic Church in Gaza, obviously it was unfortunate that a tank shell hit the church. Prime Minister Netanyahu has apologized. It was not targeted. I saw a video of mass at that church yesterday. It's functioning. People are there. Worship is going on. It is unfortunate that people were killed and injured. But clearly, if Israel was targeting the church would have been obliterated. So clearly it was in error. Meanwhile, I didn't hear that caller mention the 5 Americans still held for over 600 days and their fate and feeling any sympathy for them. It's believed that all of them are deceased, but it's not certain. I don't hear any sympathy for Americans being held by fellow Americans. And second of all, Hamas and other Palestinian Arab murderers and terrorists are still operating around that church. And why aren't church officials complaining to the Vatican or whomever that terrorists are operating around us? It seems like you'd want either the UN to clear them out or the IDF to clear them out. So it made a headline. It's an unfortunate incident. Clearly, it was accidental because Israel, as we know, has the has the ability to really take out targets that it intends on taking out. So it's a shame, but it's a shame the headlines are the way they are. It's a shame that people who are anti-Israel are hyping this more than it is. And I hope the people hurt recovered and hope the Catholic community in Gaza is such that it is. I know it's in bad shape. I know that Pastor Devlin has gone to visit Christians in the Gaza Strip. I hope they get back to normal and everybody recovers. And Israel needs to finish defeating Hamas so Hamas doesn't attack Jews and Christians and others who they slaughtered back on October 7, 2023.
Absolutely. And as far as here locally, I think this really deserves a huge pushback over at Cheltenham, and you added a credential to it. You are. Well, Steve, can you apprise us of anything at this point we can participate in? What's happening?
So I'm going to be sending out an email with contacts. I don't want to give it out until I confirm that the people who we think make decisions over there. I mean, the students can advise. Do you give in to children stomping their feet and throwing a tantrum, or do you be the adult and say, no, this man deserves to be there? How many Americans have gone on to be leaders, heads of state of other countries? My God, it's very few, I would imagine. And they've got one. So, hopefully the adults will take over. But more than this Hall of Fame, the important issue is the education and what the students receive or don't receive and what is behind some of the miseducation that they are receiving. Why aren't teachers correcting things that are wrong that students pick up either in the home or social media or elsewhere? So it really, the education of however many students are in that high school, and I don't know the amount of the student body, but the education is far more important than a portrait on a wall, even though that's important.
Yeah, well, let me know what's up. Just text me or email me, Steve, and we'll talk about it again if it's tomorrow or sometime in the near future.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being on this.
I've been inside there, and I like what they do, as I remember it. They actually have the pictures where you can see them. It's not in some dusty room. And to be inspired.
It's publicly displayed.
And you're right to have two Netanyahus, one a hero, the other a world leader hero, up there is inspirational.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, 855-839-1210. But right now, it is time for...
It's the Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. We are playing today for four tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice on Sunday, August 10th, 6:30 p.m. Lincoln Financial Field. This event will benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Okay, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so the side question today. We're asking, you know, to finish the sentence here. We can go to the moon, but we still can't do blank.
Right.
So how about we can go to the moon, but this person still can't release their music? Yeah, so this artist I'm about to play you today hasn't released anything in almost 10 years, and I know this person's fans are looking for some new music of theirs. So I'm going to play something off their last album. It's a cover song, a cover of Tame Impala. I want to know who is covering this song. Some facts about this person is that they are one of the greatest, or I should say, wealthiest musicians of all time. Over 250 million records sold, 9 Grammy Awards, 12 Billboard Music Awards, 13 AMA Awards, even has a nomination for an Academy Award and a Golden Globe. And, you know, maybe I'll give another clue after I play the clue here, but here is this song. I want to know who is singing it. That's a bit of a tough one today.
Yeah,
I chose this song because it doesn't sound like the rest of their discography. And with that being said, because it is such a tough, you know, clue, I'll give you where this person is from. This person grew up in Barbados.
All right, Barbados. There's your clue. Hit us with that. And again, you get a close-up look at the reigning Super Bowl champs as they gear up for the 2025 season. This is not just a practice. It is a festival. It's incredible what goes on. And you get four tickets. I'll probably have them again tomorrow, I think. Here's what you do. 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, remember the clue today. Big prize, great prize here. Dom Giordano Show, Barbados. Who is this that's singing?
Yeah, who is this artist covering Tame Impala?
All right, let's go to Kevin in Bucks County. All right, Kevin, who's singing?
Hold on, let me pull him up. Sorry, I'm doing a million things here.
Hey, Kevin, who's singing?
Rihanna.
All right, maybe it was the Barbados, Kevin, I guess, gave it to you, huh?
Yeah.
It was.
All right, good. Enjoy the Eagles. It is a big, big deal. The practice events feature a variety of interactive games, activities designed for fans of all ages, ensuring a great time for everyone. Take photos with Swoop, free face painting, green screen photo stations, performances by the Eagles cheerleaders and drumline, and, of course, your Philadelphia Eagles. I think we'll have that again tomorrow when we play Money Melody. And again, with the side question, just 2 days this week, so name goes into the hat, and you have a chance to win one out of two if you get into the hat these 2 days. The on-deck circle, we're going to talk with Scott Presler, who, again, was on with Laura Trump. I hope you saw it. You can follow it on his Twitter. It's out there all over the place on Saturday night. Made a great point that I'll ask him about, and he's talking still that we're getting very close, doable, to flipping Pennsylvania. Now, think about it. All of, the time that I've been in talk, as far as back as I can remember, at various times, Democrats on paper have had a 1.2 million, 1.5 million voter registration edge. It becomes dawning to people. They see that. They think this is a blue state, deep blue state. We always knew it wasn't that, but difficult to get over that hurdle. Well, Presler's breaking through. We'll find out about Jersey. We'll find out about Chester County, where he's going to be upcoming, that you can see him. You get in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. And you heard Steve Feldman. More to come on that. Are the people over at Cheltenham really believing, are these just a bunch of a few activists, as I believe? 14% of the student body is clamoring already, and that's before the story started to develop, to get Benjamin Netanyahu out of their Hall of Fame. Okay? It's, how many world leaders do we have, or, you know, people that became world leaders that are in Halls of Fame around our listening area? He might be the only one. I don't know. Someone else might have gone here, then gone on to do that. But my God, you know what? This is the level that we're stooping to. This is what the mob does. High school halls of fame, taking people out. And, you know, you can hit me. Tell me who's in your Hall of Fame. You can call or, you know, at Twitter at DomShow1210. Let me know who's in there. I might have to start asking, well, wait a minute. Should they remain in that Hall of Fame? That's the way to kind of counter this. All right, Scott's next. Get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and a lot more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure, cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, you're with Dom. We saved the best for last today here. Let's bring in the one and only Scott Presler. I'm surprised we can get him after Laura Trump interview. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Dom, I need everybody to sit down. Whatever you're doing, you sit down because I need your full attention because we're about to have the next best 5 to 10 minutes that you've had in a long time.
Whoa, all right.
So sit down. Get ready. You ready,
well, wait, one more demand. Down, boy, down. Sit down. Scott Presler's telling you. I know it's big. He's been going crazy on Twitter with this all day. Go ahead, Scott.
No, it's been a, let me tell you, it has been a whirlwind. First, let's start with some really kind of cool news, and then I'll break down what's going on into the November election this year in Pennsylvania. Number one, I want to thank Fox Business. I went on with Dagan McDowell and David Webb last week talking about our work that we're getting voter ID on the ballot on the West Coast and talking about our work in Pennsylvania. And I'll be going on Fox News again this upcoming week. And I want to give a shout out to Laura Trump because she aired our interview. The interview I did a month ago finally was on My View with Laura Trump, which premiered on Saturday. So thank you, Laura Trump, for honoring the work that we're doing here in Pennsylvania. And I would like a drum roll talking about our voter registration data in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, please.
Please proceed. Yes.
So a week ago, the Democrats had an active D over R advantage of 74,246 voters. And 1 week later, as of today, Monday, the active D over R advantage is down to 67,653 voters. The Pennsylvania Department of State has been doing purges week by week, as they should, to comply with HAVA, the Help Americans Vote Act, to comply with federal law. And I'm very glad to tell you that in Allegheny County, a county that for so long has been more than 2-1 Democrats to Republicans, well, the Democrats are now under 500,000 and Republicans are over 250,000. And so even in blue Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, Republicans are rising in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Scott, that is probably the biggest number, the most hopeful number. And again, listeners are sending me stuff all the time. Thanks to you. We got to get more of the media, because what really counts here is not just on paper, but it's active voters. And that number, at this rate, if we come anywhere near this routinely over the next 6 months, we're going to be celebrating at some point in the new year Pennsylvania being red.
Yes, it's coming, guys. Again, I want to say this to you. Please hear me. To all of our beautiful Dom Giordano 1210 talk radio listeners, every Monday that you come on, in 2008, when President Obama was first elected, there were 1.2 million more registered Democrats than Republicans. 1.2 million, my friends. And now today, in 2025, we are 67,653 active voters from flipping Pennsylvania to a plurality of registered Republicans. That is the lowest amount in modern history. That is earth-shattering. That is an earthquake in political politics. And since, Dom, I'm sure that, you know, we have some opposition that listen to your show. You know, we have both the left and the right listening. If any Governor Shapiro spies are listening, I want you to hear me loudly and clearly. And I mean this peacefully, and I mean this with nothing but love, kindness, and respect. The Department of Justice is seeking the voter registration rolls for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, in addition to other states across the country. And they are going to be diligently going through, verifying to make sure that there is no fraud within the voter registration rolls. And so to our Department of State, to Governor Shapiro, to any of the 67 County Bureau of Elections, you have a very limited, peaceful time to clean up your rolls, because the DOJ is coming in. This is not the Biden administration. This is not a Democrat attorney general. We have a Republican AG, and we have a Republican AG in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And so I will be hand delivering letters to the 67 boards of elections, letting these people know peacefully at all of the bureaus and boards that anyone that cheats this November, we will find you. We will find out how you cheated. We will find out if you got fraudulent mail-in ballots to people. We will find out if you signed for somebody else. We will find out if you are stacking the voter rolls with fraudulent voter registrations. And any person that cheats, I promise you, will be, to the fullest extent of the law, prosecuted. This is a new sheriff in town. This is a new ball game, and we're not playing around.
Absolutely. And kudos over in New Jersey, Scott, to that point, the RNC, Whatley, already moving to do the very same thing. They sense how doable this governor's race is. But when will you be in our area? Do you have a schedule yet? Because people, I'll tell them, they always want to meet you. If you're going to be there for lunch, dinner, or someplace, it inspires them. Do you know when you'll be delivering these letters?
Well, I'm not going to tell you when I'm beginning, because I just like to pop up mysteriously
okay.
out
All
of
right.
the shadows.
Yes. Well, look, call us from one of those
off.
Places. We'll be ready. Yeah.
However, I will tell you that I've been at the York State Fair the entire weekend. The Democrats don't stand at their table. The Democrats don't engage with voters. The Democrats really had a poor showing at the amount of people coming to their table, while early vote action is outside standing, engaging, talking, registering new voters. And when the Democrats are packed up and already home by 8 o'clock, early vote action is out there even after 9 o'clock at the York State Fair. And so I'll be out there this weekend, and I'll be returning this upcoming weekend. And the last thing that I want to say too, very peacefully and lovingly, is we're aware that the teachers union and the nurses union are sending out to all of the union members. They're trying to get all of their people to vote yes to retention. And if anybody's listening that is especially a Democrat in Pennsylvania, I really want to make one thing clear. during COVID, it was Democrat justices Daugherty, Donahue, and or Wecht that shut down Pennsylvania. And I know that many of you, your jobs were considered essential and that you were still in the field helping all of the American citizens. But a lot of your other Americans, your patriots, we were all shut down. Our churches, our businesses, our schools, and to our construction workers that rely on things like lumber and all of your parts to be put together. I know that many of your plants and warehouses were shut down in part because of these justices. If you want accountability for the state of Pennsylvania being one of the last places to open up because of Democrat Governor Wolf, you're going to get a letter in your email. I already have a whistleblower. I have spies on the inside. You're going to get an email telling you to vote yes to retention to the very people that shut you down. I'm asking you, what you do in the privacy of a voter booth, your Democrat union doesn't have to know. When you go to the voting booth, I ask you to vote no to retention to my beautiful union workers, to my beautiful nurses, to my beautiful construction workers, my plumbers, my electricians. Vote no to the people that locked you down. And thank you, Don, for letting me talk.
Well, thank
so long.
You. No, Scott, thank you very much. And just a point you made with Laura Trump in the middle of what is a great national thing personally. You always think of this, making the point that even the smallest elections, it's funny how those so-called smaller offices all add up. They're critical in our lives. And I know you make that point again and again, and I appreciate it. Where do we go to help out at every level possible, particularly seeing the results? They're within this minuscule number now after being down 1.2 million. It's like we were down 50 points in a football game. Now, with about one quarter left, we're right there. A field goal and a touchdown. That's all we need.
If you want to make history, if you want to be a part of the team that flips Pennsylvania, if you want to create a conservative commonwealth, then please sign up for our newsletter. Our newsletter comes out every Tuesday. Go to earlyvoteaction.com, plug in your information, make sure you put in your email, and join our team. We would love your help registering voters. And Don, thank you. Thank you for having me on every single week, and I'm so glad that I can talk about these positive things with you.
Absolutely. Scott, congratulations. So many fronts you. And I love the guys posed on your Twitter that are holding up the voter registrations. The one guy I think had on a big bonnet hat or something, and it looks like he won the lottery, like he's holding up lottery tickets and his hands can't hold all of them. Yes.
That's Ellis Dukehart,
okay.
D-U-K-E Hart, and he is our state director for Pennsylvania, okay. Early Vote Action.
Good stuff, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Scott.
Don.
Talk soon. All right, there is Scott Presler. That is a big number. Just think about it. If we cut it down anywhere near that per month, By Thanksgiving, we're going to be a red state. Just picture saying, I want to say it for the first time. I'll get it from him and say it the first time on air. All right. I want to play you quickly. Then we'll have the lightning round. This is Cut 4, Henry. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Listen to this leftist registered nurse here in Philadelphia. We're not going to play the whole thing. I'll tell you when to stop. About a five-minute-long unhinged rant, calling ICE agents domestic terrorists, and here's the key thing, wishing for them to get hurt or die in horrific ways. I ask you, should such a person be a nurse? Might the bodies of nursing at least have a talk with her? Here's what she said.
If you're an ICE agent, you're a domestic terrorist and an absolute piece of shit, and I wish everything horrible and awful for you every day, every day. I hope that when you come home from terrorizing people, destroying families, traumatizing other human beings, that the place is empty. Your wife took the kids and the dog. She emptied out the fridge and the bank account and had time to get a U-Haul and take every f-ing thing out of your residence. It's like the Grinch was there on the night before Christmas and there's not a f-ing crumb. I hope between the way you cover your face because you're and the weight of all the tactical gear that you're wearing because you're acting like you're going off to war, that your vision and your balance is kind of off. And you trip on whatever, a pothole, a rock, and when you fall on your fat, disgusting face, one of your weapons turns on you. I don't care which one. A knife stabs you, a gun shoots you, your pepper spray sprays you in the mouth, up the nose, and in your eyeballs. Maybe your eyes bleed and you're sick for days. You can't breathe. And you
okay, Henry, we've got enough because I'm going to be so busy today. Tomorrow I'll play more of that. And I'm checking on this to see, is this worthy professionally, ethically, a healing profession, a nurse? And you heard what her wishes are there. Now, she has freedom of speech, but there are also guidelines with this. Would you want to have this person, or suppose wherever she works, an ICE agent comes to the emergency room? Can you imagine this witch? All right, lightning round next, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. All right, they can put a man on the moon. We did that. That's the anniversary yesterday, but they can't do what? Joe in Westchester. Joe, what's yours?
Dom, why can't they put a man back on the moon?
Yes, when I was researching this a little bit myself, thinking about it, what's the reason, Joe? Is there one?
I don't know. It's a head scratcher. They keep telling us they're going to do it, and then the deadline comes and they delay it.
Yeah, I agree with you. That might win. That's pretty good. Joe in Columbus. Joe, what's yours? Hi.
Hey, Dom. It was the bane of my mother when we were children, and then later as a grandmother in her bathroom. And she'd always say it as she was doing her cleanup work. They could put a man on the moon, but they can't get these boys to aim straight.
Rose says the same thing about me. I try to talk about the logistics of it, Joe. What can I tell her?
It had to do with the toilet.
Yes, that's right. It's not me. All right, thank you, Joe. Kathy, what's yours? Hi.
Hi. You can put a man on the moon, but the weather forecasters can't get the next day's weather correct. They get paid millions of dollars, and they still keep their job.
And they continue to tell us they are when they may not be. That's pretty good. All right, I'll predict it tomorrow. 50-50 chance of sun or rain. There you go. Hurricane Tornado, though. That's the guy. Look him up. Joe Conklin knows him. Joe of Exton. Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. The U.S. has a military missile base in the Midwest with an alarm system. And the Biden administration did not prevent a Chinese spy balloon from traversing the country and collecting data on this missile base.
That's a great one. Earl of Tacony. Earl, we have about 20 seconds. You have a good one. Tell us.
Yeah, so we can put a man on the moon, but we can't get women to look to see if the seat is down.
All right, Henry, give me some contenders.
Oh, man.
Here,
oh, jeez. Yes. Yeah, what a finish there with Earl. You know what? Such great answers today. I really like Joe and Westchester's answer of going back to the moon.
Right.
I like that last answer there, even though the women in the listening audience might not either, of Earl Tacony with the toilet seat. And you know what? Right off the bat, David and Lexington, getting the wives to know where they want to eat. You know, if I'm doing the toilet seat one, might as well do the other wife thing one, right?
Yeah. I kind of like one, the Joe in Westchester.
Yeah, back
it
on the moon.
It is a conundrum. Why can't we go back? They don't want to go back. It's hard to figure it out. Let's put him in. Now, tomorrow, we already have one underway, we'll unveil tomorrow. I think everybody's going to have one. It's not that complicated. And whoever wins, you have a 1 out of 2 chance to go off to the Garden of Delights. That is Gallows up there on the boulevard. Thank you to Harv. All right, thanks to Dan and Henry producing. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. I know Ray Dininger coming on to talk Eagles football. He has to come on. It's football season. Can I get him to Mulligan's to honor him? One of our next Mulligan's events. I'll be starting to stealthily try to work on that tomorrow. And Richie always next. 4 big hours to take you home. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210 and hit us with any that we forgot today. It's always good to see the aftermath. I know we just scratched the surface. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills,
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.